Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We just have time for the watch list and our look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by freelance entertainment journalist Brian Lloyd and entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Brian,
yeah.
With love, Meghan Markle's lifestyle show finally comes to Netflix on
Tuesday.
How excited are you?
The masses have been clamoring for this for so long. At long last, the long-awaited lifestyle blog show, whatever you want to call it, from Meghan Markle.
Is there a hate watching for people even?
Do you know something? I love the fact that it seems to be annoying the worst parts of the internet. That away is already setting me off. I'm like, okay, I'll give this a bash. I mean, she's setting herself up to be the next Martha Stewart. It's so bland. It seems so inoffensive. It seems so kind of trite and everything else that it seems very hard to hate it. Like you're going out of your way to take offense here, like, you know.
But Netflix have invested in her. They've
invested
in her business.
Oh yeah, so you need her to do this well.
No, but they've actually invested in her business as well. So they're going to help sell whatever she's making on the show.
Jam and whatever.
So even if the show isn't great, it's almost like a shop front. Netflix shop front.
It's QVC.
That's exactly it. QVC.
With Love, Meghan, Netflix on Tuesday. Serena, Running Point, also on Netflix, is a sitcom starring Kate Hudson. So I gave it a go last night. Like, it's watchable.
It's Ted Lasso light.
Yeah.
Very light. But yeah, you're right.
Ted Lasso.
Except that unlike Ted Lasso, she does know a lot about basketball. Her brother, it's got a great cast. We're talking Kate Hudson, Justin Theroux. His character is in rehab, so he needs someone to run the club. And he puts his sister in charge.
Because he loves crack, as he says. It's great. Yeah.
He's hilarious. And he puts his sister in charge in the hope that she'll actually fail. But she doesn't. And it's just a little bit of fun. It does take, I noticed it took me a little while to get into because the first episode, you have to get used to how American it is. Like, so OTT, the product placement is out of control. and there's a little thing up the top going, there's product placement in this, I think we know.
Yeah. Subtle as a fart in a bathroom.
Oh, like. Big time. But I love that Brenda's song is in this. And she's going to be in another thing that we're talking about in a sec. But Brenda's song started in The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. So she was in like the Disney shows and she went away for a while. She married Macaulay Culkin. She is back.
She's the friend. She's great.
She's my favourite thing in it. This is a bit of fun. 10 episodes, 30 minutes each. There's a lot of LA looks phenomenal in this. I'm going to go back to LA.
Very easy watching.
Yeah.
I feel Kate Hudson is leaning into her Jennifer Coolidge phase of her career, maybe.
It's a bit more Goldie Hawn, to be fair, in a second.
She has become more Goldie Hawn than her mother at this stage, yes. Brian, Daredevil Born Again is on Disney Plus from Tuesday. They're kind of pitching this as a grown-up Marvel show.
Very, very grown-up, yeah. So there was a Netflix series that ran, I think, for 2 seasons. Stars Charlie Cox, Vincent D'Onofrio, John Bernthal and Michael Gandolfini, who was the son of James Gandolfini. He's playing a new character in this. Follows the blind attorney, Matt Murdock, who is, you know, the man without fear, who, you know, by night is this vigilante called Daredevil. It's what the Americans would call an R-rated series. So it's very, very dark, very bloody, definitely not one for kids. It's good. I mean, like the Netflix series were very, very good, very, very critically acclaimed. It does have, I think, a much more kind of believable sense of itself than most Marvel stuff does. Not in terms of like it's sort of ground level, but like the emotional kind of impact of it, I think, is a lot better. So, yeah.
Okay, Daredevil Born Again, that's on Disney Plus from Tuesday. Serena, then a bit of reality. Tell us about Toxic Town, which is out now on Netflix.
I knew nothing about this, but this is such a powerful watch. 4 episodes on Netflix. It's about a town in the East Midlands where there was a lot of toxic waste and it ended up affecting a lot of newborns that were born.
It's quite a recent story, is it?
Yeah, back in the 90s. And it affected newborns that were born around that time. And, of course, it's all about the council secrecy and it took 3 women and 2 lawyers to fight them. And it is incredible. Jodie Whittaker and Amy Lou Wood. And also, the girl from Claudia Jesse from Bridgerton are in this. And the 3 of them give the strongest performances. As the series goes on, you're just sitting there watching it, getting angrier and angrier, wondering how something like this could go on. It's so good that these women finally have a voice in this series. It's such an important watch. And I have to say, Amy Lou Wood, you were mentioning The White Lotus there earlier. She's in this season of The White Lotus. She started on Sex Education. This girl is going to be a star.
She's terrific.
She's
yeah.
Absolutely. Amazing. Absolutely. In everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so okay. Give this a watch.
Toxic Town
well
on Netflix. Okay. So cinema then. You've both seen The Last Showgirl starring Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Finally in cinemas this weekend. Brian, what do you make of it?
Loved it. I absolutely loved it. We were talking about it. It's almost kind of like a John Cassavetes kind of film. Like, it has that sort of like woman under the influence, this idea of like faded beauty. Pamela Anderson, I really am shocked that she's not being talked about for an Oscar in this. Like, her performance was that good. And the director of this is Gia Coppola, who is the granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola. And, you know, like, there is a real, you can see there's a voice coming through, you know, that sort of way. You can see that this is a talent to watch. And for Pamela Anderson as well, I mean, look, I'm of an age where we remember Baywatch. She was this icon of Americana, this, you know, living, breathing sex symbol. And now what does that look like when she's approaching middle age and it's all starting to kind of fade away?
So her story is kind of intertwined here.
Very much
well,
so. They've talked about the fact that they watched the Netflix documentary Pamela, A Love Story, and then wrote this role specifically for her.
Okay, but you loved it too, Serena?
Yeah, and it's also about, we were saying earlier, it's not just everyone's focusing on Pamela, as they should, but there's other women in here. There's like Kiernan Shipka that most people would know from Mad Men. There's Brenda Song again, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billie Lord plays her daughter. So they're women across so many different ages, and all of them are trying to find their voices. It is so beautifully shot, so chilling. It's just a gorgeous work of art.
So four thumbs up there.
And Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
He's in this and he's not going all action. He's going like really gentle giant. Please watch on the big screen.
Okay, Brian, people will remember the Korean film Parasite. It won 4 Oscars in 2020. So Bong Joon-ho, who directed that, has a new movie, Mickey 17. It looks a bit different.
It is, yeah. It's a sci-fi action comedy. Robert Pattinson plays this sort of down-on-his-luck character who signs up to become an expendable, which essentially means that his body will be cloned every time he dies, and then he'll be given the experience of what killed him. But, of course, he ends up dying 17 times and, you know, obviously isn't learning his lesson. It's a satire about capitalism. It's a satire about the idea of what people we view as expendable, what people we don't. Bong Joon-ho, like, if you look at Parasite, he is a very, very sharp director. He is able to take on social issues and satirize them in such a way that it's not, you know, smug or anything like that. And the fact that he's doing sci-fi action, I think, like this, be able to take something as unwieldy as satire and then fit it into that world, I think, is really special. Okay. If you loved, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams, I think you're going to get something out of it.
Okay, and that's in cinemas now?
That's in cinemas on Friday.
Okay. Just a few minutes left, so let's talk about the Oscars briefly. So they're live on RT1, excuse me, at midnight, this tonight, or for more sensible people, highlights will be repeated on RT2 tomorrow night at 9:30. Serena, what are you looking out for tonight?
I'm really looking forward to the performances. Usually the performances are the best songs, but this year they've strayed from that because the focus is going to be all about LA and highlighting the resilience of the LA people. And the performance I'm looking forward to the most, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. There's talk about them doing a medley, maybe doing Popular and doing Defying Gravity. We saw them do their press run. We never, besides on screen, we haven't seen the two of them perform together. Okay. I cannot wait. We've also got the likes of Lisa from Blackpink, Queen Latifah, Doja Cat and Ray, who won a Brit Award last night performing. So I'm really looking forward to that. And there's Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. I really hope he's, like, he seems the perfect kind of character to do this, where he can sort of take the mick out of it, but at the same time do it in a way that's not so offensive, like, say, Ricky Gervais or something like that.
Yeah, because he's got goodness in his heart.
Exactly, really. That's it. It comes from a good place. Yeah, like, he's not like there's not a void in his chest the way there is with Ricky Gervais.
And go on, give us a few quick predictions, Brian.
Right, Anora is going to win Best Picture. I think it's going to be Timothée Chalamet that's going to win Best Actor, considering that he won the SAG Award. And generally speaking, if you win the SAG Award, you're going to win.
Okay.
Well, having said that, Bob Dylan
in a complete unknown.
In a complete unknown, but unfortunately, I'm going to lose £20 to Tommy Bow on that one. I think Demi Moore is going to win Best Actress for The Substance, absolutely deserved. Kieran Culkin, you can put the wife, the house, the kids on it. He's going to win Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain. And then I think for for Best Supporting
Actor... So no surprises here, are there?
Not really. I mean, the whole thing is on rails. You know, that kind of way. No, there will be an upset, I would say. You could see Adrian Brody win Best Actor.
For The Brutalist.
For The Brutalist. The Best Picture, I think it's between Anora and
Conclave.
And Conclave, yeah. They're the kind of two, but my money's
okay,
on Anora.
Is Emilia Perez completely derailed?
Oh, it's blown out of the water. And right. Rightfully
Zoe,
so.
Nothing, not even supporting actor, actress.
Zoe Saldana, yeah. Saldana will win, yeah, for Best Supporting Actress, but that's it.
Okay.
And I think,
okay,
Diane Warren might walk away for the 16th time without an Oscar. She's been nominated 16
woman.
Times. But I think Elton John might take out the Best Original Song.
That's for?
His documentary.
Okay. So. Okay.
Which feels kind of a bit of like a. I know. It's a bit of a cheat.
It's a bit of a Grammy moment.
It's a bit of a.
I would love. Do you know what? I would love to see Diane Warren finally take to that stage and go, "Here's my sweet 16. I finally got."
Yeah. Isn't there a thing at the Oscars? The It's Time Oscar. Yeah. Jeff Bridges got it running.
And I think so, to be fair, Demi Moore is going to get it.
It's time. Yeah. It's about time. Okay, Brian Lloyd and Serena Bellissimo, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.